going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Dozens of world leaders attended the funeral for Francis, including prime ministers and princes and President Trump, along with First Lady Melania Trump. Among the New Yorkers who were there was a priest from Long Island.
Father Michael Duffy, the rector of St. Agnes Cathedral in Rockville Center, was one of the many tens of thousands of people lucky enough to attend the Pope's funeral in St. Peter's Square. He watched as the Pope's casket slowly was driven through the streets.
There were spontaneous eruptions of applause and gratitude. People yelling, thank you, Papa, towards the casket. It was truly moving.
But what he said was surprising was when President Trump and Ukraine Zelensky spoke privately at the funeral.
The Holy Father announced in his last will and testament that he spent his last days on earth suffering for the sake of peace. And if this meeting was able to produce even a small sliver of peace, then I think our Holy Father will rejoice.
He said that might be one of Pope Francis's first miracles. Carol DiIuria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Here in New York,
Francis lived in a time of wars.
There was a memorial mass for Francis at St. Patrick's Cathedral this afternoon, open to the public. The mass celebrant was Archbishop Gabriel Cacaccia, permanent observer of the Holy See to the United Nations.
Francis lived in a time of wars and was a man of peace. I once spent my life for peace. And we know every Sunday, every Wednesday, there was an appeal for peace.
Archbishop Cacaccia says Pope Francis chose the name after St. Francis of Assisi and truly embodied the name. Police are still looking to make an arrest after a fatal stabbing overnight in the Bronx. The 36-year-old victim discovered by officers answering a 911 call shortly before 4 this morning near East Burnside and Valentine Avenues. He'd been knifed multiple times in the torso, they say. The killer, according to witnesses, fled the scene on foot wearing a blue hooded sweatshirt and jeans. No word yet on the victim's ID. Investigators still trying to contact relatives. Well, the weather is not cooperating on this first day of open streets, but there are 54 streets and plazas across the five boroughs now closed to cars until 4 p.m.
Folks celebrated Earth Day with a cool breeze, umbrellas, and no cars. The city closed 54 streets to cars and trucks in all five boroughs. At Broadway and East 17th Street, Liam Jeffries was delighted.
Look around. You have people on bikes. You have people walking around having conversations with each other, hanging out. If this was just car parking and drivers, you wouldn't have any of this.
Emily Jacoby is with Transportation Alternatives, and she says the benefits are tremendous.
I feel much safer knowing I can just kind of walk and I don't have to worry about cars. I can see people watch. I can see my neighbors.
She wishes all of Broadway could be closed to traffic permanently. Carol DiIuria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at Union Square Park.
Well, more trouble for a New York City police officer who was accused of sexting with an undercover cop posing as a 14-year-old girl last year. Travis D'Souza was hit with additional charges in Queens in the same case after already being charged in Brooklyn. The 13-year department veteran is accused of sexting with an undercover officer posing as a 14-year-old girl. D'Souza headed the NYPD Police Explorers Youth Program at Brooklyn's 75th Precinct, and police set up a sting operation after the cop's behavior set off some alarm bells, they say. The 35-year-old officer was allegedly caught sending the undercover officer sexually explicit photos and messages on Snapchat, now faces charges including official misconduct and obscenity. Queens DA Melinda Katz says D'Souza took advantage of his position and that kids need to have faith in the Explorer program's leaders.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.